heavy book. Yes, he's a heavy book. What do you say we turn? Chapter 187, Hot Tub Hobbler. You got your own place. You put in a hot tub and, buddy, you are flat guaranteed to get those bonus hobbles that you might not ordinarily have gotten. The ones where, you know, they come over, they wasn't thinking about hobbling. But they're in the hot tub, the snow's falling, the stars are out, whatever. Doesn't matter. Champagne, that's when you get the what the hell hobble. You know, I didn't think I was going to hobble this guy, but he's got a nice mood and surroundings, so what the hell? And just to assure yourself a hot tub hobble, here's the plan. You had this thing, you got your eyes on. You invited him to come over. He said, baby, tell you what, forecast is for snow tonight. Why not come by? I'll grab us a couple of bottles of champagne. We'll sit in my hot tub and watch the snow hit our face while that water bubbles. I mean, women love that. They love that. And it is great. You ever been in a hot tub when it's snowing at night? So it should be over like a shot. Oh, and just to let her know that your intentions are honorable. You say you're working over there. You walk by her desk and say, hey, tell you what, why aren't you supposed to snow tonight? Why don't you grab your bathing suit? Come on over. We'll sit in my hot tub, watch the snow fall down before you got to get home back to work. You know, setting her at ease. She'd be, well, he told me to bring a bathing suit, so I guess he's not going to be trying anything. Great. When she shows up, you say, oh, great, I'm glad you're here. Look, I'm working on the water of the hot tub, trying to make it extra hot. You mind opening the champagne for me? Hey, is this your bag of stuff? Give me it. I'll take it out to the hot tub. So you grab her little bag that's got her bathing suit in it. You run out there. Meanwhile, she's in the kitchen, futzing around with the champagne. You got to take the cellophane off, unscrew that thing, find out where the glasses are. While she's doing all that, you reach through her bag, find her bathing suit. You set it down on the picnic table, and you take out a razor blade. You stretch the bathing suit at the seams. You stretch it, and you take that razor blade, and you clip some of the stitching at the seams. Not all of it, just some of it. You know, you just... with the razor blade and the panties, the same way. You take the side panel of the panties of the bikini, if she brings a bikini, and you stretch it so that the stitching is exposed at the seams. And then you take the razor blade and you pop a few of them. She won't notice it, then. She'll come out with the champagne. You've already crammed it back in the bag. You say, I'm going to get in this thing here. The bathroom's right over here. You won't put your bathing suit on. So you climb in there with your Speedo up. Got a glass of champagne. She goes in, puts on her bathing suit. Gets in the hot tub. You turn that thing on to extreme agitate. Those jacuzzi jets are a-shooting and a-whirling. That water's a-bubbling. She's only got a few stitches left in the side of the panties. All of a sudden, poof, the water makes him come off. You see him float to the surface. You say, hey, we're pretty adventurous. What the hell? It is a hot tub. You skin your Speedo off and throw it across the patio. She says, geez, I don't know. All of a sudden, the top gives way. Poof. And you say, what the hell? I'll have some more champagne. She ducks down up to her neck in the water because she's like, holy geez, what happened to my bathing suit there? She doesn't want to seem like a schlamazel and say, my bathing suit fell off. She wants to seem happy like she took it off. But you can tell that she's still a little nervous because she's up to her chin in a hot tub. But don't you worry. You'll be pouring that champagne, them snowflakes will be hitting you in the face. You start tickling her, giggling her. That's when she'll give you that old what the hell hobble. Of course, she might, you know, just as you're ready to close on that thing in the hot tub, which is extra nice. Ooh, a little hard on the filter. But you worry about that tomorrow. Just as you're ready to close on that thing and gain access, she might say, oh, you know, she's worried. You know, this is the 80s. There's so much stuff going around nowadays. Have you got protection? You say, don't worry, baby. I took the liberty of bringing protection. She said, you got protection? Yeah, I got protection. Don't you worry. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, tell him. Go ahead. But are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Now. Oh. There's the water bubbling all around you. It's real nice. Now, when you're getting out of the hot tub, if she glances down at you and notices that you were barebacking it, she may say, hey, wait a minute. I thought you said you got protection. You say, I do. Connecticut Mutual.
Grease.
What, about 4 minutes long?